What am I saying? In Nigeria right now, God created the heavens and the earth, and it's okay. The judicial system is without form and it is void. And darkness is upon the face of the courts. Are you getting my point? Now, God will not come and say again. He will give wisdom to one little boy amongst his people and say, go and talk to them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? God created the heavens and the earth. He created the man and the woman, looked at their body and said, it is good. Then the body became without form, full of cancer and degenerative diseases. We think that all the time, God will always, Benny Hinn will have to come around. No, God says, there is a technology I use to create those bodies. Let me give it to one guy. You call him a scientist and a doctor. He will bring out the cure. Are you following my point? God said, that is the fastest way of processing. But it slows everything down, grinds it to a small period of about 10 years. By which they develop vaccines and begin to immunize all the children, and then polio is eradicated. That is the light of God. That's why Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that walks with me will no longer walk in darkness, but shall have the light that produces life. That is, darkness was upon the business arena. Then Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Go there and solve the problem. I have lighted you, and you must not be under a bushel, but you must arise and shine. Do you get my point? That people would be able to see that this is where solution is coming from to our problems. And that is the reason why they will come and say, let us go to the house of the God of Jacob, so that he might teach us his ways. There are ways by which he does things, and the people who have understood it can be learned. Those who have learned it can easily forget where they learned it from. That's why God told them, thou shalt remember. I have told you, God does not command you concerning what is natural. The commandments of God are always against what is instinctive. Do you understand my point? That is why those who preach sexual revolution and sexual freedom in those countries, they will tell you it is natural to our bodies. I say, yes, that is correct. That's why God gave a commandment against it. That is why God has never told anybody, thou shalt eat. God has not told a woman, thou shalt love thy child. Rather, what will he say? Has a woman been able to forget her suckling child? Do you get what I'm trying to say? So God said, thou shalt remember. It is the Lord thy God that is giving you this power. What is the power? The understanding. Let's go back there. He said, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding and power is mine. That is, if you listen to my counsel and my sound wisdom, and you gain my understanding, you will find power in your hands. And God said, I am the one that gave that thing to you, and it will help you to produce wealth. But people are likely to forget how it came about. Listen to me. God is the creator father. Is the creator God. He made everything. After making everything, everything became without form and they became void. Then he spoke again and recreated. Do you understand my point? He restored. What am I saying here? Every one of his children is not only able to create, he can restore what had been destroyed. But how did God do it? He said, that's why we read the whole thing. He said, the Lord possessed me from the beginning, before his works of old. Before you can do the work of claiming the earth for God, first thing he gives is the wisdom with you to do it. Listen, the wisdom is not, I just don't know what is going on. I just do like this and things just work. No. See, I think those are romantic stories that Christians love to hear. And when God actually does things like that, they are wilderness experiences. That is, you become hungry and I feed you with manna. You know, if somebody doesn't read at all and does not know anything or missed an exam and yet he passed, he wants to come out with a testimony that God is good. He thinks that is a superior testimony. Actually, God says it's a wilderness testimony. I don't do such things normally. What I do is that even before the exam, your classmates will be bothering you to teach them. That's what I take glory from. No, we think that God likes glory of the, I'm a dullard in class, but in exam I pass. Nonsense. Do you know what God wants? Even before the exam, your classmates will say, this course is hard. Let's go and ask this guy. So that when the exam comes, they expect you to pass. That is, it is not a miracle that you passed. That is what he wants. That is, before then, he has given you the technology of reading and understanding. And you can also teach other people how to read and understand. Do you get the point I'm making here? God is not trying to live, he doesn't want us to be living at the edge. Just before I fell over, God broke through upon me. It's like I said, a wilderness thing. He said, I fed you, you know, I made you hungry, then I fed you with manna. That was in the wilderness. He said, but when you step into the promised land, you will plant, I will water for you, then you will harvest, and your harvest will be plenteous. I will keep the devourer away. Do you get the point I'm making? But that I will teach you the technology of agriculture. That is, if the Israelites followed God, their schools of agriculture will be the best on the earth. It is not that they will say that, we don't know, we're always harvesting plenty. No, they will tell the Gentiles, come. Listen, the only way God could hinder them was to withhold rain. Go and check it. Solomon will say, when you are angry and you withhold rain, as for the technology to farm, they had it. The only power God had over it was that rain thing, rain. That, okay, use all your technology. If I don't bless it, nothing will happen. That is, they understood the principles of harvesting. They knew when to plant, when not to plant. All this cross, shifting cultivation, all those things, they must have known it. They knew how to crossbreed. You understand the point I'm making? They had the knowledge and understanding. And this is the principle of knowledge. You can impart it to somebody else, even if he's not a Christian. That is why Michael Faraday downloaded from heaven the principles of controlling electricity. The men who control electricity today, most of them are not believers. But the man who started it was a preacher, Michael Faraday. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That this is how God does things. He imparts his wisdom. And it is that impartation of wisdom that gives that man knowledge and understanding that produces power for him. He said, I am the Lord thy God that giveth thee that power. That wisdom is from me. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, there's something I want to add to this, which will help us very well. Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 29. Now you understand why Jesus said, of all men born of women, none has arisen greater than John the Baptist. He said, but one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. That is, if you are in the kingdom of God, God gives you something small, a little bit. You understand my point? You come to the earth, every man will wonder that what is going on here. Deuteronomy chapter 29. There is one scripture that people quote. A lot of people who quote it don't understand it. He said, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. I want to use to end everything I've said so far. Before I explain it, open Proverbs 25, verse 2. It said, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. Now, I want to add these two to each other. That the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed unto us and unto our children. Now, get this issue. The secret things are the techniques of creation that God used. And they are his own. They are secret. Nobody knows them. But periodically, there is a revelation of it upon the earth. Do you follow what I'm saying? And once we have collected that revelation, we keep it and then teach to our children. It is not as if God has hidden everything. No. At the beginning, they are secrets. They belong to God. But the glory of kings is to go to God and search them out. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, you know, I've seen preachers, once they don't understand something, they hide behind that. That the secret things belong unto our God. But the ones that are revealed. So, anything God has not told us, let's not bother. I said, oh God, that is not correct. That is mental and spiritual laziness. That's not right. The issue is that they belong to God. But he said the honor or the glory of kings is to be able to search those things out. And when you have searched them out, they become your own property and those you teach them to. You have to get the point in the scriptures. When he said the sons, our sons, or descendants. Descendants in the Bible are not always people born by somebody. No. You are descendants of Abraham. Why? Because you are of the faith of Abraham. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Your descendant is a person who received the same spirit, usually from you. That is, if God blesses me from doing something, anybody I teach and who receives that word from my mouth, do you get my point? There is a blessing that he will get which will be identical to the one I got. Like we said earlier, you want authority. You don't just say, Father, give me authority. The first thing he asks you is, can you pass through the things that you are supposed to pass through? You say, yes. Say, fine. Pass through it, you get the same authority. Are you following what I'm trying to say? That is, when God gives somebody a technology, now get my point. One of the problems that believers think that Christianity or spiritual things only apply to church. Like now, I'm talking about authority now. All people are thinking about this. There's one man, he casts out devils and he heals the sick by laying on of hands. That is good. But it's under authority that God gives a man who is a physicist, which enables him to invent new things. That the knowledge of new things is with him. That by virtue of the words that he will release into the scientific world, new technology will come to pass. Are you following me? There is nothing on this earth. Listen. There is nothing that men have done on this earth that God did not do first. Science is just to discover the laws that God had put in place. Science is not invention, it is discovery. Science only discovers how does this work? Why does it work like this? How can we make it work the other way? Do you understand my point? They discover all the laws that govern it. Then they now adapt it to mankind's lifestyle. That is what is called technology. Technology is the adaptation of scientific truths to improve the life of people. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, then next thing is that many things that God has done on the earth, they are still there that men have not yet discovered it. And the person who will take science to the next level is the person who will discover another thing that they did not know before. Are you getting what I'm saying? But when he will have discovered it, then he will now teach it to everybody that is of his school. Anybody who will listen to him, then all of them start multiplying it. But this is the problem. They now forget where the wisdom came from. What am I saying? All of these things I'm saying. That God's plan is to enthrone his people, his church, his children, his prophets, by revealing to them knowledge and wisdom that the world does not know. And the world will bow down to their knowledge and their wisdom and said, the God that gave you this knowledge and wisdom. You know, I told you something before. When God gives you power, it is your responsibility to use it correctly. He won't force you on how to use it. So the man that God gives the wisdom, his responsibility is to say, it is not from me by anything that is resident inside me, but there is a spirit in me. The inspiration of my almighty Father gave me this understanding. Let them believe it, let them not believe it, but you are cleared. You have given the glory to the right place. And every day, you see, I'm a pathologist, and I have seen these things happen. I remember during one of my exams, I looked at a slide during the exam. I just bowed my head. Like, what? The name kind of dropped in my head. I opened my eyes, looked back into the microscope. Suddenly it fitted. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is what makes you good. Listen, is that occasionally you come to difficult points like that. Everybody say, what shall we do? Even you are confused. You say, okay, let me sleep over it. Then at night you go to sleep and say, Father God, how do I handle this? Then early one morning, one idea jumps into your mind. That is wisdom from above. And listen, it usually will be clear to you that this is correct. Do you follow my point? It's not that you go like a weird fellow. Your scientific colleagues will recognize what you are saying. That is, the way to move this earth forward is to have an infusion of the Spirit of Christ. That's why I said, without me, you can't do anything. After all, by me was everything created. And without me was not anything created that was created. So if you want to create or recreate or amend, I have to give you wisdom. So he said, without me, you can do nothing. Listen, that is why the Christian will indeed be the head and not the tail. Forget all this fooling ourselves we call Christianity. It's by how long we go to church or how fantastic and outrageous a testimony we give. That's not what God is saying. I was just sitting down and money rained down from heaven. It will not happen. He said the gospel he preached to the poor, he will give the poor man wisdom that from nothing the man will create billions of dollars. And people will be able to outline, I told you before, they will now write a book on the wisdom of creating billions of dollars. And they are not wrong. It is just that they forgot that it was the Lord thy God that gave you the power to do that thing. I hope you are following me what I'm saying. That is God's purpose, and that is what he wants to do. Now, there is one last thing I want to explain. Then I close this message. God was speaking. He said, that's Proverbs chapter 2. My son, he said, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. He said, for if you cry for discernment and lift your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, this way I'm coming to, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And I believe you have understood all of these things. The problem we had before is that believers thought that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding meant how to quote the book of Proverbs. Are you getting me? In fact, maybe I should quickly explain something. The Bible said concerning Solomon that he wrote many poems about virtually everything. He took time out to study. He went into science. I told you a story long ago that one of my teachers in secondary school told us in class that Solomon had electricity. And I thought the man was fooling himself. Until I saw an archaeological digging and they brought out what could only have been an electric cell. No wonder I said there is nothing new under the sun. Are you following what I'm trying to say? There is nothing new. Anything you do on the earth, God has done it before. No, I told you that, you see, a lot of times Americans speak. They will tell you that the Latter-day Revival started from Azusa Street. And we smile. I said, it is the one in America. And because Americans have such a great influence on the world, they thought that was it. Just like when they tell you that Mungo Park discovered the Niger. Then you say, all the people living on the China Sabah. They did not know Niger was there. They fish on it. They travel on it. And Mungo Park had to come from London to tell them this is a river. You get what I'm trying to say? All the job people, the Urobo people, the Shekiri, where were they? The Mungo Park had to come all the way from UK to come and tell them this is a river. No, what happened was that he went to tell the queen, I saw a river. And the queen put in the book, Mungo Park discovered the Niger. Then they now brought the same books to us and said, read it. And we too, we crammed it. Mungo Park. That is the beauty of prosperity. Anyway, let me go back to what I was saying. So when the American said it, but I read this man's book, Demos Shakarian. He said when his fathers came from Armenia to America, one day they were passing looking for a job. Then they heard people speaking with tongues and they went there. And said, so this thing is also here. They have been doing it for decades at home. But since prosperity is not spread from their place, they didn't write the history book, so they did not say, is that from Armenia? Is that from already? I mean, even when Robert Sladen was going to write, he said Demo Shakarin's father was influenced by Azusa. In my mind, no, Demo Shakarin's father probably influenced Azusa. They brought it down from their own place. Now, what am I saying? That we're talking about wisdom. That people have made it appear as if wisdom is only with this, you know, like when you're speaking spiritual things. But as Solomon, listen, now let's read 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. Now, God gave Solomon wisdom. Now, God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind. Notice that. And breadth of mind like the sand that is on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the sons of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. And he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, Heman, Calcol, and Daba, the sons of Mahol. And his fame was known in all the surrounding nations. And this is where I'm coming to. He also spoke 3,000 proverbs. And his songs were 1,005. Notice this. He spoke of trees from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that grows on the wall. He spoke also of animals and birds, and creeping things and fish. Men came from all peoples to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. What am I coming to hear? He wasn't just speaking anyhow about trees. It was like he would tell you the biology of the tree, the life cycle, why it grows, why it does not grow, how to manipulate the tree. Spoke of animals, reproduction of animals. He would tell you how, why they grow, how to treat their diseases. That is wisdom. The Bible said God gave him the breadth of mind. And listen, Solomon in all of his glory was not as great as John the Baptist. And he said the least in the kingdom would be greater than John the Baptist. This one is news. Now, are you following what I'm saying? Now, I want to bring out a point as I close, which is what I want to close with. We were reading from Proverbs chapter 2. Okay. Now, he said, God stores sound wisdom. Now, where were we? We're in verse 6. He said, for the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Now, I was saying that this wisdom is not just to speak about he that breaketh a fence, a serpent shall bite him. No, not just that. That is the knowledge of metals, the knowledge of jurisprudence. Kingsley, you get what I'm trying to say? The understanding of diseases comes from the mouth of God. But this is the point. Notice verse 7. He said, he has stored up all of these for what? The upright. Verse 7 says, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. This wisdom is a shield to those who walk in integrity. Now, the Bible here says he is a shield. But I think that what he was saying is that this wisdom is a shield to those who walk in integrity. Because that's what he is. You see, it's in italics. It was just supply to fill the space. A shield to those who walk in integrity. What I want to bring out is this. Sound wisdom that we are talking about, which will take the earth to a new level, which will take every field of science, arts, social sciences, business, education to a new level. God said, I'm looking for the next upright man to give it to. Are you getting the point I'm making? There was something I said before, that sin is not God's worry. No. Just like Jesus was not the end, Jesus was what? The means to an end. He said he gave his only begotten son that he might not perish but have. Righteousness is not the end. But what righteousness does is to do certain things like delivering from death. And the work of righteousness will be peace and quiet forever. Do you follow my point? In the same manner, sin is not the issue. It is the product of sin which the Bible calls death. Turn the scripture around. Inside out, you will see what he said. Where men walk in dishonesty and they walk in iniquity, they don't have wisdom. They cannot invent anything. They live from hand to mouth. They live like men thought Adam was living, by harvesting from trees. That is, only God makes you wiser than the beast of the field, Elihu said. He said, God makes us wiser than the beast of the field. When God does not give you wisdom, you become as foolish as can be. Then you become more animalistic in your instincts. Are you getting my point? People begin to do what is natural to their bodies, natural to their flesh, and they justify it that it is natural, forgetting that wisdom is to be able to do what is not natural. I told you, wisdom for the upright. Uprightness is what brings wisdom from God, because God said, this wisdom I have stored it for the upright. Now, because of my time now, I want to, maybe we'll continue from there, but let me just read one scripture that we read at the beginning, but I now want to tie it at this particular point. And that's Proverbs, where were we? No, sorry, Isaiah chapter, I'll close with this, probably we'll finish it next time. Isaiah chapter 2. There was something I said which I emphasized very strongly while I was speaking, when I was reading it. Verse 5. After we spoke about this wisdom, about God's plan, that he wants people to come to his children to learn. Now, let me just quickly explain that. When he said that they will, he said, for the law will go forth from Zion. What he was saying is the proper way by which people will do things will be issued forth by the children of God, the body of Christ on this earth. He now said in verse 5, Isaiah was not speaking to his people. Do you get my point? Like I, Banky, am speaking to the children of God today. He said, house of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. He said, for you have abandoned your people, talking about God, because they were filled with influences from the east, and they are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they strike bargains with the children of foreigners. Let me explain what I'm saying here. They are filled with influences from the east. That is, when God says one thing, they believe the other one. Are you getting what I'm saying? And let me tell you something about the word of God. God is always correct. Now, when I say correct, I don't mean that he's prophetic and he knows the future. No. If he says it is more blessed to give than to receive, he means that the principles of economics will soon find out that the giver is always more prosperous than the receiver. Do you follow what I'm saying? He will tell you there is he that withholded more than his meat, and it tends to poverty. He said, but there is he that scatters, but he increases. Do you know that that is a sound principle of economics? Everybody who has tried to get always becomes poorer. It is the man that gives and gives and gives that becomes richer. Now, you know, I always say the problem with Christians is that when you say give, they think that we have to dance to the front of the altar, singing Abraham's blessings are mine, and drop a piece of naira in an offering basket. No. Henry Ford became one of, in fact, till today, he's one of the greatest Americans that ever lived. Henry Ford. Listen, I read in a magazine an award that was given to the greatest entrepreneurs of all time. They gave to three people. Number one, Henry Ford. The other two people got the award because they have subclasses. Overall, this American university, the greatest entrepreneur of all time, they gave the award to Henry Ford. The other two people were, number one, they had this segment, except for the greatest woman entrepreneur of all time, they gave to Mary Kay Ash. Then they said the greatest minority entrepreneur of all time in America, they gave to Johnson, the founder of Ebony. Let me tell you the life of the three of them, talking about giving. Henry Ford said, cars must be so cheap that anybody should be able to afford it. So he went, broke his back, did everything to ensure that the cars were cheap. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, the man came out to give. And the man was strong and became great, until he became the greater of all all car makers. And decades down the line, he was honored as the greatest entrepreneur of all time. Why? He came out to give. I have read the story of Mary Kay that she wrote herself. She said that Mary Kay Cosmetics was never founded for money. He said it was not as if money was never a consideration. He said, but the central goal was to improve the lives of women. Most of the profits of their cosmetics, they give to the people that sell it. For every $10 they sell, the one that gets to the company, as far as I am concerned, after weighing it, cannot be up to a dollar. They will have given the money to the main person that sold, the person that brought the person in, and their overall boss, who are all independent people from the company. Because according to her, it was not about money. I read a story. She said they noticed that one woman was always buying the cosmetics. So they decided that she was using it wrongly. You know, most people say, just be selling. She said, we are selling. No. What did they do? They phoned her and said, please, gauging by the orders you are placing, we think you are not using it correctly. Let us teach you how to use it. You are using too much. Then the woman answered, actually, her husband is using it also. Do you follow my point? Johnson of Ebony started a magazine to have the black man have value in himself, to be proud of being a black man. The magazine was to be able to tell stories of what black people have done. What am I saying? Jesus said, and he's never wrong, it's a correct technology. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Ask my wife, she'll tell you. I am always trying to bring down the prices of anything that I'm involved in selling. It can be cheaper. It can be cheaper. It can be cheaper. It can be cheaper. That is the central point of my life. And listen, no man has worked like that. You know, human beings are funny. They will never learn examples. That is why he said, they are filled with influences from the East. I have told you, Christians are deceiving themselves when they say 666, the mark of the beast. You will put it on your hand, on your forehead. There is one thing invented by, Motorola. That's what is the mark of the beast. Somebody sent it to me, you know. I said, you do understand the principle. The mark of the beast is covetousness and self-interest. Take that from me. Everything they do is for profit. If they don't make money, they don't do it. Listen, this scripture, you know, I was thinking about it last time in church. I said I should write a book on economics, how to sell. And I won't go to the market. I'll just read my Bible. Elihu said, I will draw my knowledge from afar. I will ascribe righteousness to my maker. What am I saying? God has said something. I know it can never be wrong. You know, we always used to think that when God speaks, he will confirm his word. That is correct, but that's not even the issue. The issue is that what he says is true. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Look, it's like if I tell you, Kingsley, I will give you 1,000 naira. And I will confirm my word and give you 1,000 naira, all right? But if I told you that inside your jacket pocket is 1,000 naira, it has nothing to do with whether I am confirming it or not. I have discovered that inside your jacket pocket that you hung in my sitting room is 1,000 naira. When Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive, he's not going to confirm that word. It's unnecessary. Why? Because the word is a fact. You know, after preaching this thing, I was listening to my pastor in Lagos, Pastor Kwaji, on the tape. He said the landlord of the property where the church is situated told him that people say they don't have capital for business. He said the best way to start business is just go and do it for somebody for free. If you want to start a car wash, go and wash somebody's car for free. He said just do it. Now he was preaching about the principle of seed. Now that's another issue. Sowing and reaping is a law. Listen, when they asked MK Wabiola, how are you sure you will win the election? He said, I have given to Nigerians, they will give back to me. Despite the fact that God did not want him as president. Listen, no, spiritual things are interesting. God couldn't stop Nigerians from voting for him. He allowed them to vote to show that indeed they voted for him. But just that the vote didn't bring anything out. Why? Because the man started giving not to become president, While he was giving, I heard that the man has a law. He doesn't say no when it's a money matter. Why? Because he said he has been poor and he knows the impact of poverty. So when you see somebody in need who is going to die because he doesn't have money, compassion moves inside him. And there's another principle there. I have told you all this giving that people do in church because they are in need does not ever get anything from God. Believe me, I am telling you. It's scriptural. It must not be of compulsion. I was reading something about vows. It said that you have vowed voluntarily. Listen to me. The seed that will get a harvest with God must be done freely. And there is nothing you will sow freely that you will not reap. It is a scriptural principle. It is not that God will confirm his word. This works in business. It works in everything. Do you understand the point I am making? Look, God said, why will my people not experience it? Because they are not walking in my light. Isaiah chapter 2. Come, house of Jacob. That's verse 5 I'm reading. He said, let us walk in the light of God. God has abandoned you and not allowed you to have wisdom because you are filled with influences from the east and you have become like soothsayers. He said, you have become soothsayers like the Philistines. Now, let me explain what that means. You know soothsayers? People who prophesy what will be. That is, instead of you to look into the word of God and into your spirit to speak a proper word about the situation, like every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every unbeliever around, you are saying Nigeria is doomed. There is no future for anybody in this country. You are a soothsayer like the Philistines. That is why God has hidden his face and has not given you wisdom. If you will speak the way God wants you to speak, where you are standing there, God will give you an idea. Now listen to what I said earlier. God created with... Don't you get what I'm saying? What he's giving you is the same thing he used to create. It's just a small dose. That is, God said, when I wanted to move the sea back, this was what I did. Now, you want to clear the swamp. Do you follow my point? Maybe you will see land. They say it has no value because it is swamp land. So they are ready to sell 1,000 square meters for 500 naira to you. So God says, no problem. Now, this is how it goes. It's not as if God will whisper to you, my son, thou shalt buy the land. No. You will be studying, and God will give you an idea of how to clear swamp land. Then you will research on the idea. It might take you a few years. Now, notice this. God did it like this in a second. But he has slowed the process down. You are going to get over a few years. Then when the wisdom and understanding has been established in your mind, you will go and say, let me buy that. And they say it's a waste of money. Say, don't worry. Then you will buy 1 million square meters at 500 naira per square, for every 1,000 square meters. And then you will put your wisdom, listen, which was the same wisdom that God used to move the sea aside and bring up dry land. Do you get what I'm saying? That same wisdom moves the water back and brings dry land out of the swamp. Then you say, everybody return and buy. Except that this time around, after what I have invested, 1,000 square meters is 500,000 naira. And listen, it cannot fail. No. It cannot fail because if it were going to fail, then when God said in Genesis, let the waters be gathered and let dry ground appear, then that one would not have happened. Do you understand what I'm saying about sound wisdom? Now, let me go back to what I was saying. Where were we earlier? Proverbs chapter... I want to stop now, but let me just finish what I was reading. Proverbs chapter 2. So he said he has reserved sound wisdom for who? For the upright. So I was explaining that sin is not as if God is angry. It is just that it prevents a woman from getting that thing that God wanted to give him. Let me give you another example. I told people can argue, did God say we shouldn't marry two wives? I said at the end of the day, he allowed Solomon to experiment. And Solomon said, I have found that there is nothing better than for a man to rejoice in the wife of his youth. Do you get my point? Listen, nobody can prove it wrong. It is the word of God. Now, it is a scientific fact What I mean is that if you did an unbiased study, you will find that it is the best thing that a man can do for himself. Scriptural. Wisdom is what God used to create the earth. That same wisdom is what he will use to enthrone his children. And that wisdom is available. It can be proven scientifically. To them that have understanding, they will see that God is not just confirming his word. It is a principle by which he created. But he said, I will give it to the man who walks in integrity. Because of my time, please let me end. I want to stop now. But in business, integrity, there was one man I read about. I saw it on TV. He said a company, a successful marketing company. And you know the name of the company? Integrity Marketing. Because they found that most people who want to market, they lie to people. So he said, why tell them lies? Tell them the truth. So he found a marketing company called Integrity Marketing. It was so successful, they did a case study on it as I was watching it on TV. Look at this woman, Mary Kay, I was telling you about. One of the things that interested me about her company is that they have a 100% money-back guarantee on all their goods. They have such highfalutin claims as age fighting, that this cream fights aging on your skin. But they say, use it after buying it. If you are not satisfied that it's working on your skin, return it, we'll give your money back. That is integrity. We allow God to indeed give them the wisdom to fight age. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? This wisdom is there, loaded, kept. The influences of the Philistines, the influences from the east that men are going after, is the reason why they will never succeed. People will tell you, this everybody is doing it too. God says, do it like that. Eventually, economists will find out that all of you are idiots. That the best man did it the right way. That is, he was wise in that he never cheated anybody. Nobody cheats people and prospers. No, it's not because God is judging him. It is because the laws of this life is that he cannot prosper for life. Look, time has gone. So let us end our message here and we'll continue next time. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you because of this day and your people that you have chosen to hear your word and the people who are